kako ABBA to poslušaš?
Ema, ne vem, dobila si neko plato, ti automatično, moj smart, ti zdaj čekiram, kaj sploh je to.
Ja, šit, sem slišal za to sceno.
Ja. Ma ja, dele, neko dele nabavil ta nov Rolandov hibrid TRX in se odločil, da bo sam s tem naredil plato. V bistvu, niti ni tako slabo, kot oni Irci pred časom.
Ja, ti si bilo pa dosti grozno, ja, fakt. Ampak dej, a mi lahko daš to ta novo plato tega modela z Rolandom?
Ma ja, lahko, ja, ampak, a imaš jabuk?
Ne, ne, nimam.
A fakt, ne, pa ti pa ne moram, ker me lahko še zaprejo. No, ampak sej, ba, ja gremo del zdaj na turnaja s to mašino, kjer je tudi nam.
O, basna, kjer sva štareca, šita.
Jep, vsak delovni dan v tednu, 5:05 jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent. Dobro jutro. V današnji svaštarnici se bomo posvetili interaktivni inštalaciji, ki je trenutno razstavljena v Ljubljanski galeriji Kapelica. Z MR808 Interactive glasbenik in entuzijast robotov Moritz Simon Geist predstavlja svojo vizijo zloglasne ritem mašine TR808. Inštalacija, ki po evropskih mestih kroži že 6 let, predstavlja inštrument, ki je tako ikoničen, da je svojim zvokom ustvaril več žanrov, poleg mnogih drugih tudi hip-hop in elektro. Mašina v Geistovi inštalaciji je povsem razgaljena, saj je sestavljena iz več osvetljenih škatel, ki so zložene v mrežo, podobno ritem mašini. V vsakem predalu se nahaja eden od inštrumentov, ki naj bi jih zamenjal TR-808. Poslušalec pri interakciji z izdelkom zavzame mesto glasbenika, kjer s kontrolerjem, postavljenim pred samo konstrukcijo, upravlja majhne robotske roke, ki igrajo na glasbila v škatlah. Z umetnikom Muricom Simonom Geistom smo se pogovarjali o dolgi poti, ki jo je inštalacija že prepotovala, in o njenih začetkih.
Yeah, so the MR808 was my first installation I built in 2012 or 2013 about, and it has since then, like for the last maybe 9 years, on tour actually consistently in museums and galleries all over the world. And it's basically a drum robot where you have all the different sounds which are played with robotic elements. And actually, I didn't start as an artist. I started more as an engineer or musician. And I just had the idea that I want to do something like this. And so for 3 years, I built this installation. And it turned out to be a very good interactive installation. But I actually only saw this afterwards. So like this interactive part where people are playing with the installation, it wasn't actually planned like this, but by chance it was very successful in this.
MR808 Interactive že dobrih 6 let kroži po muzejskih vodah evropskih mest. Ker pa je to interaktivna inštalacija, se glede na ljudi, ki si jo ogledajo, v vsakem mestu izrazi rahlo drugače.
There's definitely a difference in the audience when you go to different countries. For example, in Berlin, like people are a little bored of things and they've seen something and they say like, ah, oh, okay, another big drum robot playing like techno, of course. And so they are not so easily impressed actually. While when you go to smaller towns, the people respond like differently and you feel like a lot more joy coming from the audience than in like big cities where the attention span is not so big. I mean, in a big city you have always like a lot of things going on. So that's basically the main difference, but like country-wise I would say there's no difference.
Preimenovani MR808 je Geist uslužil kot glavni inštrument na odru in v njegovih setih. Iz tega pa se je rodila inštalacija z dodatkom Interactive. Geist razloži, kako je prišlo do prvotnega koncepta koncertnega nastopanja.
So, I mean, the main point of my works is to have like robots or mechanical instruments, physical instruments playing sound. And this is something where you can just like feel, where you can just like see. You could also basically touch and at the same time listen to the sounds that are created. With like, for example, like a laptop or a synthesizer, it's all in a black box. You cannot actually see how the sound is created. Of course, with like a violin or like all these acoustic instruments, it's very clear where the sound is coming from. And so like with the robotic music, it's kind of a merge of like this traditional acoustic music creation and like electronic music creation, where you have like techno and all these repetitive elements that basically are played in a club scene.
In sledila je interaktivna inštalacija.
For me, it was very important for the audience to control the instrument on its own, because you already have like the people going there and listening and looking at how the sound is created and just like making the next step, not only having it as a concert where the people can watch and listen, but also to have them really controlling the instrument. That was basically a natural evolvement, so to say. And so also it was too big to carry around for concerts. But like to have this as an interactive installation, it just makes sense because the people, they really want to see how the sound is created and how all these things are moving like a toy, basically.
Geist že vrsto let v svojo glasbo vključuje elemente robotike, ki jih nenavadno nadgradi z akustičnim zvokom. Kakšna je ideja za tem?
So basically, if you take a 3D printer, like these printers that print out plastic parts, it's also basically a gateway between digital idea or digital item and the physical world. And in music creation, this was like until a few years ago, this was basically the human. I mean, there's actually not so much robotic instruments which are connecting the virtual idea of music or like this composition idea and like a really acoustic, physical, haptical creation of music. There are not so many gateways to this. Like it's starting to happen, for example, it's 3D printing. This is like connecting these two worlds, like the physical and the digital world. And I just felt like music as an art field should also be having one of those gateways. And that's why I started to work on that, because a robot basically does that.
Geist pa še doda.
It connects like a virtual compositioning field and could also be enhanced with AI compositioning algorithms, for example, which is like then the brain, so to say. And on the other hand, like a very haptical and acoustical way of making music, not only as a synthesizer, which is like making something and then it's the loudspeaker, which is transferring the audio to the audience, but really something where the sound is really happening in the real world, like a drum is beaten or like an instrument is played. I find this like super interesting, super intriguing, and as an experience for like the audience or for me as a musician, extremely interesting, because it's an tool which I can use.
Inštalacija je pri nas trenutno postavljena v galeriji Kapelica. Tam pa pravi Geist je bila že veliko dlje, kot traja razstava.
Actually, it started before COVID, the whole discussion to display piece there. And so then it was eventually delayed by the pandemic situation. And so actually the 808 has been in a back room of the gallery for the last half year. And so just now that in Ljubljana the lockdown is a little more loose, the exhibition could start again. So basically it's like a sleeping installation which had been there for quite a while, and now it's awakening. So yeah, we were just waiting for the right moment, so to say.
Pogovarjali smo se z glasbenikom, umetnikom in robo-entuzijastom Moricom Simonom Geistom, čigar interaktivna inštalacija bo do 30. aprila razstavljena v Ljubljanski galeriji Kapelica.
Now, what's new?
Danes je pri domači založbi Beton Records izšel nov album slovenskega kitarista in producenta Matevža Kovačiča pod psevdonimom Slow Motion Livestream. Album From Big to Bone je prvi iz trilogije prihajajočih albumov, v njih pa Kovačič meša vplive hip-hopa, kitarske glasbe, alternativnega roka in težje elektronike z oznako IDM. V današnji oddaji bomo zavrteli komad Downtime Rave. Rejvajte v Easy. Svaštaro je pripravil Urban. Svaštarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.